friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Police work fast to rescue a woman from a burning car, and cameras caught it all. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Kansas police rescue a woman from her burning car, and their quick action and heroic efforts saved her life. Officers from the Leawood Police Department in Kansas helped rescue a 51-year-old woman recently who was injured in a car crash. She had allegedly failed to stop at an intersection and continued driving into a parking lot, where she ran into another vehicle and tree before her car erupted in flames. What a terrifying experience for the woman and a horrific sight for these officers to come upon. When first responders got to the scene of the crash, the woman was stuck inside her car that was on fire, so the officers jumped in right away to free her from her vehicle. "Stay with us, we've got you," yells one officer while another first responder tries to put out the fire. "There you go," the officer says as the woman slowly wriggles free. "We've got her." After being rescued, the woman was taken to a nearby hospital so her injuries could be treated. And because of the heroic efforts of the officers, that woman's life was saved. Very exceptional job by them and our fire inspector that was on the scene to have those things accomplished before the fire truck got there, Jarrett Hawley said, the deputy chief with Leawood Fire Department. God bless our men and women in uniform and the ways they put themselves in harm's way to save the lives of others. What a brave way to serve the people in their communities.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Travis Tritt and wife get a surprise visit from a deer they helped save as a baby. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Travis Tritt and his wife have made a good friend in Oakley, the deer that, as a fawn, found its way to the Tritt family home. And while Mr. Tritt first sang about T-R-O-U-B-L-E back in 1992, Travis and his wife Teresa were instead a major blessing to frail and fragile Oakley. The deer first appeared in August 2021. While Travis was having coffee on the porch of their home in Hiram, Georgia, the deer, which had been orphaned, showed up. Teresa named the lonely deer Oakley, and Travis Tritt and his wife became determined to give Oakley the special attention he needed in order to bring him back to health. Teresa bottle-fed the fawn until he was healthy and strong and able to live independently in the woods. Then Oakley went on his way. But over a year later, Oakley returned for a visit, and what a sweet reunion it was. In November 2022, while walking on his 45-acre property, Travis ran into Oakley after not seeing him in over a year. The buck came right up to Travis, who shared, "I had not seen him in years until he snuck up behind me as I was walking my property tonight. He obviously remembered me and knew I wasn't a threat. Nature is amazing." Oakley didn't just greet Travis. He allowed Travis to pet and scratch him, and he then returned the favor by licking the singer's arm. In an Instagram video shared by Mr. Tritt, we hear Travis talking to Oakley and telling him he's a good boy. Oakley lingers with his old friend. It's clear that a bond was formed between Travis and Teresa and their forest friend. What a friendship it is, born out of kindness, trust, and appreciation. In addition to at least one creature kid, Mr. and Mrs. Tritt share 3 children. You can learn more about Travis, Teresa, and their sweet family in the video below. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.